Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast for today, Thursday, the 11th of April. And I want to talk to you about COVID and AIDS, both of these things. I want to play you a really interesting clip, which you really want to pay attention to. Now, before we get to that, as always, my thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. The link is below to go and visit their site and check it out. And always, of course, if you enjoy all this content I'm putting out for you, you can buy me coffee by way of keeping me motivated and keeping me going. Right. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember Dr. Fauci? Mr. Science himself. You can't argue with Dr. Fauci, because if you argue with Dr. Fauci, that's like arguing with science. And you can't do that, apparently. You mustn't question science. Really, David? Is that how it works now? You mustn't question things? Yeah, that's definitely how it works, or at least that's how they pretend it. But I want to play you this clip, which I came across, on the topic of COVID's similarity to HIV. Listen to this first.
The reason the comparison to HIV is important is because HIV was also asymptomatic. I mean, you couldn't see the virus through symptoms because people were infected for 7, 8, 9 years before they developed symptoms. But HIV quietly destroyed our immune system. And we learned a lot about immunology from HIV, and it's changed completely our cancer therapy. We're learning now about mitochondria and viral impact and brain fog and the changes in our neurons and the cells that nourish our neurons that really allow us to think and move. And we're learning that because what of long COVID has done. And so there's two sides of this coin every time. There's a lot of destruction that mild and moderate COVID can do that is on scene, just like HIV was destroying our immune system. But what came out of that is brilliant science that changed how we treated HIV. And if you're diagnosed today, you can live a very normal lifespan, and people not only survive but thrive. We need to get to the place where people with long COVID, we've done the research so that people with long COVID can not only survive but thrive.
Okay, so that's interesting. So, right, let's cut to the chase. First of all, there's no such thing as long COVID. So she's talking nonsense on that front. What there is vaccine damage. There is vaccine damage. So people take COVID vaccines, they get vaccine damage. That's then relabeled as long COVID. And then idiots like that come up with, oh yeah, we've got fantastic solutions for long COVID. Now we fully analyze what's happening within the body. What's happening within the body is that it's being damaged and compromised by the consequences of toxic jabs, point number one. But point number two, there is a comparison to HIV/AIDS. And that is that, what is HIV exactly? And again, I think HIV falls into the category of long COVID, as in things that don't exist. Because it seems to me that the people who were diagnosed as having HIV were given then some particular treatments, which were very, very damaging to their systems, to their bodies, caused all kinds of damage to their immune system, and ultimately killed them. So in the case of, HIV/AIDS, I think the interventions, let's say the medical interventions, were very much a disaster. Now, who was the guy behind the medical interventions behind HIV/AIDS? Oh, yeah, the same guy that was behind the medical interventions for COVID, Dr. Anthony Fauci and his gang. Let's not forget that. We can't just conveniently ignore the history of it. One of the other aspects about the whole HIV/AIDS thing, which people don't want to talk about, but it's obvious, is that in some cases, not saying all cases, in some cases, the gay lifestyle was a problem, and in particular regard, taking certain drugs, certain sexual performance drugs, which has a disastrous impact, I've read, on the human, in the human body. So, honestly, it is very difficult, this, because people want to think that everything that the science tells them is factual and correct. But everything that lady said in that clip was completely wrong. It was the government that essentially gave you COVID. It's the government that essentially gave you HIV AIDS. And it's so, you know, you have to see it through the right end of the telescope. And the right end of the telescope is to be absolutely clear on, you know, when you hear things like asymptomatic, it's so much crap. I had really bad COVID. Did you feel bad? No. Had you any symptoms? No. All right, you must have had the asymptomatic version of it, aka no version of it, because it didn't exist in the first place. And I think that's very similar to HIV as well. So, I mean, maybe I should do a live show sometime on the whole HIV AIDS issue. It's very controversial still, but that was like a trial run for what they did in COVID, as far as I can see. And therefore, you know, if you question the COVID orthodoxy, then I think a logical and questioning mind would similarly inquire about the HIV AIDS story from the 1980s, you know. So anyway, interesting that Dr. Fauci was central to both. I'm sure that's just a complete coincidence.